Title: Warp Erase Patch Using Session View to Arrangement View in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's get into some proper jungle-based science. In old school jungle and early DNB, the Erase isn't just a bass. It's a moving, breathing texture that has to sit inside the break swing. The whole point of today is, we're going to generate a Erase in Session View, resample it into Audito, warp it like a producer, not like a guitarist, and then print a performance into arrangement view so we can chop it into phrases that roll with an amen or think style break. Set your tempo to 165 BPM. That's our reference. You can always move later, but pick a target now so your warping decisions make sense. Before we touch sound design, quick workflow and low-end discipline. Set global quantization to 1 bar. This is going to make clip launching and printing feel tight and predictable. Now create 3 tracks, a MIDI track called Erase MIDI, an Audito track called Erase Resample, and optionally another Audito track called Break, because you really do want the drums there while you warp. If you're serious about jungle, the bass is married to the break. No break, no truth. Optional but smart, on the master, put a utility and set bass mono around 120 Hz. We're not doing this because mono is cool. We are doing this because warping and stereo motion can quietly hollow out your sub, and I want you hearing that problem early, not after you've built a whole drop around a bass that disappears in mono. Now let's build the Erase patch quickly. Use Waveatable for speed. On Erase MIDI, load Waveatable. Oscillator 1. A saw. Oscillator 2. Another saw. Detune slightly. Add unison, classic mode, maybe 4 to 8 voices, but don't go crazy. Erase is about movement, not just more voices equals more better. Keep it controlled. Filter next. LP24. Set cutoff somewhere in the couple hundred HC to maybe 800-ish depending on brightness. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. We want it to start talking, but not screaming yet. Now, the key old school vibe move, slow pitch drift. Put an LFO on oscillator pitch for both oscillators, but tiny. Think 5 to 15 cents, not semitones. Rate slow, 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, or sync it to 2 bars. This is that worn tape, hardware unstable feeling. It keeps the tone alive even when the note is static. Then add saturator. Analog clip. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Follow that with chorus ensemble, but keep it subtle. We want width and phase movement in the mids, not a sub that turns into soup. Then EQ 8. High pass at about 25 to 35 Hz. Steep slope. Just cleaning rumble. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 can help. Finally, utility on the bass track, set bass mono around 120 Hz again if you want it locally, and keep width reasonable, like 80 to 120%. The sub stays centered. The mids can dance. For the MIDI clip, keep it jungle friendly. Make a 2-bar loop. Bar 1 is basically a held root. Bar 2, add a quick step, like up 3 or 5 semitones briefly, then back. Simple writing. The talk comes later from resampling, warping and filtering, not from a complicated bassline. Now we capture it as audio. This is where we stop thinking like a synth player and start thinking like a sampler era junglist. You've got two main ways. Freeze and flatten is quick, but for this style, I prefer resampling because it captures exactly what the chain is doing, including chorus phase weirdness, and that's part of the magic. So on Erase resample, set audio from to resampling. Arm it. In session view, launch your Erase MIDI clip, and record 4 to 8 bars into an empty clip slot on the resample track. Stop it and name it something like Erase 165 BPM 8 bar raw. Naming matters, because you're going to end up with multiple takes, and you want to be able to comp them later like vocals. Now double click that audio clip to open clip view. First job, clean start. Zoom in, trim the start so it begins on a solid cycle point, ideally near a zero crossing. If there's a click, turn on fades and give it a tiny fade in and fade out. Micro fades are not optional once you start chopping. Now enable warp. Here's the advanced part. Pick the warp mode based on the result you want, not based on habit. Complex Pro is the default for thick Erase loops when you want smooth, weighty time stretch. Start with formants around 0 to 20, envelope around 80 to 120. If it gets harsh or smeary when loud, envelope is a big lever. Beats mode is for character. It can give you that choppier, old sampler, almost gated bite. Preserve around 1/16 or 1/8, transients low, like 0 to 20. But be careful. Too fine a division and your Erase turns into machine gun mush and loses body. Tones is a sleeper mode. Sometimes Complex Pro smears and beats is too crunchy, and tones just holds the core note better. Range size around 20 to 40 is a good start. Here's what I want you to do. Start Complex Pro. Get it stable. Then duplicate the clip and audition beats for grit. Don't commit emotionally until you've heard both against a break. Now, the anchor marker move. This is crucial. Find the first solid cycle start where the bass feels like one. Then right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. If live guessed the tempo wrong or it drifted, right-click and choose warp from here straight. Check the clip BPM live shows you. We want it to truly understand the clip's timing, not just kind of approximate it. Now bring in your break track. Drop in an amen or think loop. Warp that properly too, usually in beats mode for drums. Make sure the break feels right at 165, with the snare landing where you expect and the groove intact. Now we do the real producer warping. Micro warping for pocket. Think of warping a Reese like phase alignment, not fixing time. Tiny changes can cause huge low-end cancellations. So use fewer warp markers and place them only at musically meaningful points. A strong advanced pattern is one marker at the bar start, one marker right before the snare to lock the pocket, and maybe one at the start of bar 3 if you're working with a longer phrase. That's it. You're guiding the clip, not pinning it to death. Add a warp marker at a key spot. Nudge it slightly so the Reese breathes with the brake's push and pull. And when I say slightly, I mean 1 to 10 milliseconds. If your kick and bass are flaming, you do not need to drag at 50 milliseconds. That's how you destroy the bass's stability. Coach tip, after you move a marker, do a quick mono check. Easiest way, put a utility somewhere and set width to 0 temporarily. If the sub suddenly goes hollow or the bass loses its chest, undo and either use fewer markers or move them less. Warping is not free. You pay for it in phase. Also check warp artifacts at 3 listening levels. Quiet, normal and loud. Quiet tells you if the bass still feels defined. Normal tells you if the motion is musical. Loud tells you if the top end smears, whistles, or gets painful. If loud is nasty, try tones or reduce Complex Pro envelope. Okay, now you've got a warped Reese clip looping properly in session view. Here's the session arrangement workflow that makes this feel like real production rather than clip tinkering. In session view, get your Reese clip looping exactly how you like it. Now hit global record on the transport and launch the clip. Let it record 8 to 16 bars while you perform it. And yes, perform it. Tweak filter cutoff. Make small warp marker adjustments if needed. Maybe create a little mute or variation by launching a different clip, if you've got one. The idea is, you're printing a living take, not just copying a loop. When you stop, you'll see your performance recorded into arrangement U, including timing and automation. If you want the audio printed as committed, not just a reference to the clip behavior, freeze and flatten that track in arrangement. That locks it in so you can slice and process aggressively without surprises. Now the fun part. Turn the long print into classic jungle phrasing. You've got two routes. Sliced a new MIDI track is fast and very old sampler in attitude. Right-click the audio, choose sliced a new MIDI track, and slice by 1/8 or by transients. This builds a drum rock where each slice is a pad. Then program a two-bar pattern. Leave space for kicks. Do call and response. Bar 1 more steady, bar 2 more chops, and add a couple pullbacks, chops that land slightly before the snare. That little anticipation is a big part of the role. If you want more control, do manual audio chops in arrangement. Select the clip and split with Command or Control E at musical points. Build a 4-bar phrase, where bars 1 and 2 are stable and bars 3 and 4 get more stabs and a filter rise. And every time you chop, add tiny fades. If you don't, you'll be chasing clicks for the rest of your life. Now let's add old-school movement without losing the sub. On the printed Reese audio track, start with AQ8, high pass 25 to 35 Hz, maybe notch 300 to 500 if it's boxy. Then saturator again, 2 to 6 dB, soft clip-on. Then roar, because Live 12 gives you modern control while still letting you stay grimy. Pick a tape or overdrive flavor, keep the mix parallel, like 10 to 40%, and if you want movement, modulate tone or bias slowly. The trick is, movement without the bass turning into a different sound every quarter note. Add auto filter, LP24, and automate cutoff at phrase endings. Think of it like a DJ shaping energy, tighter, darker for the main groove, opening up for fills, closing down before a drop. Then utility, keep bass mono at 120, and automate width only on fills. Main groove tighter, fills a bit wider. That contrast reads as bigger without actually making the core unstable. Advanced move if you want it heavier. Split sub and mid. Duplicate the Reese. On the sub-track, low pass around 80 to 120, mono, minimal distortion. On the mid-track, high pass at 120 and go wild, roar, chorus, facer, even a touch of redux for sampler grit, but only on the mid-band. That way your fundamentals stay strong while the character gets nasty. Even more advanced. Dual warp layering. Use the same print, but one version in Complex Pro for body, and another in Beats for bite. High pass the Beats layer around 150 to 250 and blend it under. You get chewed mids without wrecking the low end. And here's a creative instability trick that still feels classic. In arrangement, automate clip transposition plus or minus one semitone for very brief moments, like an eighth or quarter note, then return. Combine that with tiny warp nudges near snare hits. It gives worn deck energy while still landing the important moments. Arrangement-wise, think in energy states. For 16 bars, bars 1 to 8, steady reese with minor filter movement. Bars 9 to 12, bring in chopped variation. Bars 13 to 16, pre-drop tension, filter closes, maybe pull the lows for a beat, then slam back in. And don't forget negative space, every second or fourth bar. Cut the reese for an eighth to a quarter note right before or after the snare. That breath makes the return feel heavier.